Shalom Avarai Kodom.
Iranian family.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series Iranian Family. Today, numerous married couples have become hesitant in having children, partly due to the expenses involved and lack of welfare. Stay with us for more. Entry into the modern world and familiarization of people with industrial teachings, especially Western view, has set the stage for a change in the lifestyle of some Iranian families, such that numerous manifestations of Western lifestyle infiltrated the lives of Muslims, thereby plaguing contemporary families with doubts about having children. Currently, some couples say that increasing expenses and lack of welfare under the current circumstances are factors in their hesitance with regards to having children. This unwelcome development, in addition to obstruction of the new demographic policies of the countries, counters the divine prudence in the world of creation. In the world that we live in, birth and reproduction is one of the laws of nature. This phenomenon takes place in plants, trees, animals, and of course, human beings. The desire of mankind for survival is only met by giving birth to children. The existing equations in the lives of married couples changes with the birth of their children. The birth of a child is the most significant blessing which can be bestowed upon a married couple. What is your opinion on this matter? Do you think that married couples who do have children are happier than couples who don't, or vice versa? In order to find the answer to this question, let's play a glance at importance of children in reinforcing family ties. When we study the reasons behind separation of couples, one of the related root causes is not having children. Absence of children causes a vacuum in the lives of families, resulting in a lack of interest in married life. Based on many studies carried out in Iran and elsewhere, childless families are highly vulnerable and fragile. Islamic teachings highly value and cherish children. Based on Islamic narrations, being kind to children is highly rewarded. Such a parental outlook towards children contributes towards reinforcement of family bonds and family ties. The well-known researcher Hoffman carried out research on married couples who had children. Hoffman concluded that having children contributes to the approval of married couple in the community. He enumerated a number of reasons for having children. Children, through their presence, reinforce the status of adults, especially women, granting them social identity. Furthermore, children, via their activities at school, their neighborhood, and healthy entertainment centers, form a bond between their parents and the community. Children grow up based on religious beliefs and their parents. In view of Hoffman, children grant credibility to their parents and end their loneliness. Children also grant joy and happiness to the family. Children develop and grow and are brought up by their parents. Given that one of the goals of creation is the growth and development of mankind, children's upbringing and growth plays a paramount role in this. Parents make use of their wisdom, experience, and prudence to help their children grow up and develop, elevating and growing themselves in the process. Based on a number of studies, the main changes and developments in married couples' characteristic traits take place through their parental roles. Hence, parental experience plays a decisive role in elevation and growth and development of married couples. Marriage and having children paves the way for fulfillment and materialization of potential of couples and leads to emergence of ethical virtues in them. The parental figures in the family is duty-bound to support his family, which results in his spiritual growth and patience. Married men mainly pursue their goals and seek success. They want to be problem solvers. They look at their job as an integral part of their identity. Meanwhile, women mainly want to belong to somewhere and to meet the current needs of their lives. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. Until then, goodbye and God bless.